Communion in the hand was promoted by Satan. Do not allow this to be done without an outcry. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshide.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verses 48 through 70, quote, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert and have died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that if anyone eat of it, he will not die. I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. If anyone eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews, on this account, argued with one another, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus therefore said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has life everlasting, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and as I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he shall live because of me. This is the bread that has come down from heaven, not as your fathers ate manna and died. He who eats this bread shall live forever. These things he said when teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Many of his disciples, therefore, when they heard this, said, This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it? But Jesus, knowing in himself that the disciples were murmuring at this, said to them, Does this scandalize you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some among you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who it was should betray him. And he said, This is why I have said to you, no one can come to me unless he is enabled to do so by my Father. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. Jesus therefore said to the 12, Do you also wish to go away? Simon Peter therefore answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of everlasting life, and we have come to believe and to know that thou art the Christ, the Son of God. Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instruction. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 1, 1988. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now high up into the sky, oh, about maybe 20 feet beyond the statue, up into the sky, there is now a very white light. The light is opening up. It's as though it's piercing the sky. And there, coming through the light, is Jesus. Oh, he's just beautiful. He has on the most magnificent robe. It's cut quite differently than he wore the last apparition time, but it is a beautiful robe, all of a classic type of weave. It almost looks like it comes from the foreign country, the robe, but it is so beautiful. Now, all right behind him now, as the light is opening up, I can see Our Lady coming with someone else. Oh, it's Saint Teresa. I'd know her anywhere, since she's been practically living with me in 1968 and 69. She has on a habit now. It's white and black. However, she has a cape. The cape is a cream color. Now they're all together, side by side. Jesus is on our right side. Our Lady is right next to him on his right side, and Saint Teresa is also standing on Our Lady's right side. Now, Jesus is touching his lips, which means that he's going to talk. Oh no, he's pointing over to Saint Teresa. She's going to talk, but I can't speak French. You will understand, my child. Oh, Jesus said that I will understand. My sister, my dear sister Veronica, how happy I am to see you again after all these years. I have been around, but not permitted by the Eternal Father to appear before you as I did in the early years. But I have been guiding you. I wished at this time that you will recite for me, Veronica, the poem message. This is for our dear Jesus here, and she is pointing over, and Jesus is smiling. He has such a beautiful, warm smile. Oh, it's just beautiful. Now he's touching his lips, and he's saying, repeat what Teresa has asked. Oh, spiritual childhood. Dear Jesus, all I can do is just love you, for my riches are here in my heart. They're not locked or chained against stealing. They're always free to depart. I offer this gift to you, Jesus. Accept it with your precious joy. I'm there to hold king in your kingdom. Just treat me as your little toy.
God can do anything. He made the world and the universe out of nothing. In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 5, Jesus said to him, "Arise, take up thy bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. In the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 7, says, "And Jesus said, Young man, I say to thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak." In the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus said, "This is my body, and this is my blood." Our Lord really means what he says. In the year 700 in Lanciano, Italy, a great miracle occurred. The host changed into flesh of the wall of a human heart. In scientific examination conducted in 1971, the flesh of the heart in the host tested as fresh, even after almost 1,300 years. There are two groups that believe in the real presence of our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. Roman Catholics, and Satanists. On November 17, 1977, Veronica said, "All of good spirit and heart will make now a concerted effort to soothe the injured heart of Jesus at the tabernacles of the world. Communion in the hand was promoted by Satan because of the rise of the Satanists now in your country and in the world. They are conducting black masses secretly and openly. The sacred species, the host, is being used during these rituals of black mass and Satanism in a most abominable way. Please," Our Lady says, "do not accept the host in your hand. Do not allow this to be done without an outcry. Satanists do all kinds of despicable things to the sacred host because they know that this is really Jesus." We are happy to tell you that our response to our letter asking for holy hours has been tremendous. In the next year, pious souls have pledged to pray 7,954 hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. If you are one of these people who would like to spend time in prayer before our Lord in our Blessed Sacrament, 1 hour, up to 7 hours a week, daily, just write us and let us know how many hours you pledge each week for the next year. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We have discovered a tremendous book titled Basic Preparedness. This is one book that covers the basics plus more. The four basics of successful survival are food, water, medical, and shelter. This how-to book addresses all of these needs in the first four chapters with easy-to-understand simple instructions. Then follow the chapters covered on basic shelter, grain usage, storage, food processing, homesteading, alternative energy, and much more. Learn how to maintain a comfortable survival regardless of the future situation. Learn how to prepare and preserve food. Learn how much food to store and how long it will keep. Learn how to create the most basic household products naturally. Learn how to set up your home and run without power and still be comfortable. Learn how to secure a piece of property with a shelter and feed your family, plus many more basic preparedness tips. Get this book first and get going now. It is better to be 1 year early than 1 day too late. This is one book of a kind, Basic Preparedness. It's available for $16.95 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The title of the book, Basic Preparedness, for $16.95 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. Visit us soon at www.tldm.org. We need your help to continue this radio outreach. Will you help? Our Lady really needs your financial support. Don't let her down. Send the largest amount you can send today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on October 1, 1988. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Teresa is pointing over. She's pointing over to all the angels that are in the sky. You know, my sister, many other names. Will you give some this evening to others? Yes. There's Tondarius. too lazy. He is my guardian angel. But he's quite a clown. He likes to circle around, and right now he's turning and spinning again. He always does that when he sees me. He turns and spins. And now also there's Raisine and Nadina and many others. Yes, my sister, that is the happy message for this evening. But I must also come to you as a voice box from heaven. Many will deride you, my child, at these messages. Now Jesus is touching his lips. My child, I want you to know that you must not be affected by the derision and writings of those who are non-believers. Remember, in my time, I also suffered the same for the cause, my child. The Eternal Father had me within his arms always. And I tell you, my child, Veronica, that you are always in my arms. I allow many things to happen to you. Look up, my child. I want you to look high into the sky, and you will understand why you are being persecuted. I'm looking into what appears to be a convent, but oh my goodness, this is a convent? There's a room there now off the chapel. And I know they're nuns, but what are they doing? They're dancing, and they're dressed not like nuns, but in leotards. What are they doing? Now Jesus is pointing over, and I see in the distance, looking far up into the sky, I see in the distance a steeple. The steeple looks like the type you would find on most churches in the United States, with the crucifix, the cross, not a crucifix, but the cross on the top. Now Jesus is pointing down, and I see coming out of the door three or four men. They, my child, are priests. Well, they are? Dear Jesus, I don't understand. What are they doing? They don't look like priests. That is what makes my heart ache, my child. That is one of the reasons. Teresa is crying constantly when she looks into the convent and sees what is going on. Many now believe in abortion, the murders of the children, and many have committed this act upon themselves. You ask, my child, how could this happen to those with a vocation? How can they ever seek an abortion, no matter what the cause? I will tell you, my child, it is because they have given themselves over to immodesty. They have also given up their lives of prayer. They seek the pleasures of the world. They cannot be condemned at this time, my child, because there are too few that pray for the clergy and the nuns. They need your prayers, all the rosaries that can be said for their repatriation. My child, I wish that you will now take three photographs. They are most important, but this I must warn you. I will tell you part of the message when you receive the photographs, but the first part with the date, a very important date, my child, you will hold that to yourself and keep that within yourself.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 1st, 1988. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan 49331. We are now working to put the 1984 through 1995 Bayside Prophecies in a pocket-sized paperback book. We need your prayers and financial support to complete this project. The devil is attacking us bitterly. We also need your urgent financial support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. Send the largest gift you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, at the vigil of May 17th, approximately 350 people were present. There were four buses, many cars, and minibus buses from different states. Now, my first testimony here is from Pennsylvania. My dearly beloved in Christ, I am 14 years old and would like very much to receive the literature of Our Lady. Could you put my name on your mailing list? Since reading your advertisement in the Philadelphia Inquirer, my attitude towards life has changed. I am not the vain teen that I had been before. I have given up disco music and hard rock for playing the organ at church. I have also used the time usually used for listening to tapes of rock music for playing the piano at school. I am studying the harp. My work in music and in academics has improved considerably. I now try to pray more often. Most of all, through all my good efforts, I feel that I am more fully being a good, moral person. Just wanted to let you know how you changed my life for the better. Now, my next testimony here is from New Jersey, to Our Lady of the Roses. Yesterday morning, my hearing was very good again. I believe it's a miracle from Our Lady of the Roses, because I was praying for this intention, but I always believed in it. It was 9 months since I could hear this way. I couldn't hear the gospel at Mass, so many other things. I hear now my footsteps on the house, which I never heard before, the water dripping, the radio when my daughter puts it low, and the television when it is very low. Before it had to be high point, before I could really hear it. I hear my daughter from far away speaking to me. Before that, she would be right next to me, and I would say, "Speak loud, I can't hear you." Now I hear so good. I wish to report this to you so it can be known. I believe in the apparitions are true because I wanted the sign concerning my ears. I am so happy about my ear cure. Thanks be to God, Our Lady of the Roses. Bless you and protect you always. Now I have another party here from Connecticut to Our Lady of the Roses. I wrote away for information about the shrine. When I received the package, I went out and bought my first pair of rosary beads, and I prayed to Our Lady of the Roses. I delivered a 10-pound healthy baby boy, thanks to Our Lady of the Roses. I made my first visit to the shrine last year. My husband was a Protestant. We were married in the Catholic Church. I always felt that it was okay that he was Protestant. I never tried to convert him to Catholicism. I never really prayed for it. I would come to the shrine and just pray. I always asked Our Lady to protect my family. Well, my husband announced to me that he wanted to convert to Catholicism. He made his first communion last Mother's Day last year. He converted, and Our Lady always protects our family from Connecticut. Now I have another party here from Michigan to Our Lady of the Roses. I attended the vigil of Our Lady of the Roses. I had a very severe jaw out of place. that needed immediate attention and surgery, which at the time I could not afford, a kneecap that had to be replaced due to a previous injury. I prayed that evening very hard that I would be able to tolerate the pain, but not for an actual cure. To my surprise, Veronica had shown up that evening, and I was blessed from heaven by being able to be blessed by the cross that Our Lady had kissed and given to Veronica. And Veronica also told me, "I bless you with the shield of the Immaculate Conception." And at that time, that very moment, I felt an electrical or lightning effect that started from my head to my toes. I didn't realize what happened, but I felt so happy, and I was overwhelmed. I started to cry at that moment from sheer happiness. From that time on, I have not had any pain in my right knee or my jaw. I do not need surgery. The doctors were amazed that my jaw went back into place. From being out from where I fought for 5 years, I could not even put a baby finger between my teeth. It has been like a grace in abundance for us and our family. Not only at that time, but after that, we've had many cures and conversions in our family. Even my own husband had left the church for over 10 years and has returned. He is very devoted to Our Lady and to church and to our rosary. We've had many baptisms. We've had marriages helped through Our Lady, jobs that were impossible to get for family members. Our Lady has just been so gracious with us, and the graces we received were many in abundance in our family. I would like to thank Our Lady of the Roses, and then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and financial support to help us continue Our Lady's prophecies on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask God to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.